by any means whatsoever. Any attempt I make to change the nature of others, either by example, by persuasion, or by force, is simply a waste of my limited resources. I must take these people as they are now, or not deal with them at all, because I control only myself. The second justification presented for the Golden Rule is that if you act in the way you would like others to act toward you, then you are creating a better world by at least the amount of your action. So what? I'm not living for a better world. I'm living for myself. And my share of the better world that I have created by this act is only going to be about 1/3 billionth of all the energy and resources I have put into it, because it's going to be shared by all the other people. Not that I have anything against their benefiting from my acts, but the point is that this little bit better world that I have created, when it's divided up among all of us, doesn't amount to a worthwhile return on my investment. And of course, the third justification is, well, it's right, that's all, that you should act that way. You know, the morality that resides about 6 inches above your head that you should live up to for some reason that no one has ever taken the trouble to explain to you. But strangely enough, through all of this, there is a good reason for treating everyone just as you would like to be treated. Because this is going to attract to you, out of all of those people out there, the ones who would treat you that way in return. You're not going to change this one who's in front of you now. He either is that way or he isn't. But by your demonstration of the fact that this is the way you treat people, you will attract to you those who also treat people in that way. They are looking for people like you, just as you are looking for them. This is not an attempt to change or control people. You are taking them as they are and expecting that out of a certain number who are what you want, a good percentage will come your way if you act in a certain way. And you can paraphrase the rule to provide a ready-made standard for any question regarding what your conduct should be. When you face a sticky issue, trying to determine to what degree you should go in a certain situation or how much you should do or whatever, just ask yourself, are you being the kind of person you want to associate with? For example, when should you be rude to others? If someone doesn't respond to your pleas or your explanations regarding what you believe to be yours, how much of an explanation do you owe him? How much do you have to work at letting him know that you're doing what you think is right and so forth and so on? How much do you have to justify your position before you just plain tell him to get out? Well, the answer is, how much explanation would you require, would you want? Not how much does this particular person right here in front of you right now seem to want or require, because he is apparently not the kind of person you're trying to appeal to. But you must deal with him in the way you would deal with anyone else, because this is the only way the anyone else's have of knowing how you would deal with them. So you deal with him to the extent that you would deal with that ideal person if you ever ran into him, or you would want the ideal person to deal with you. You want to associate with people who see the world in the same way that you do. People you can communicate with. People you can talk with because the same things make sense to you as make sense to them. People who find happiness in much the same way you do, although not exactly the same way. People who respond to crisis situations and to problems in the same way that you do. These are the people who can contribute positively to your happiness. So when you can't seem to get through to that other person, and you wonder if you have exerted too much patience with him, or perhaps not enough yet, if you would just hang on longer, maybe he'll come around. What you should do, I think, is to stand back mentally and view yourself from a distance. If you were the other person, would you feel that you were getting an understanding hearing? If not, then you are not being the person you want to associate with. If you are doing what you would want, if you are being the person you would like to deal with, it doesn't matter that this other individual right in front of you now does not see it. Now, how do you handle the situation with respect to the trespasser? Well, would you want to deal with someone who took his shotgun and blew the head off of anybody who happened to step on his property carelessly or for any reason? I think not. You'd be afraid of ever walking on his property by mistake or thinking it was he who invited you to come over and getting there and finding out it was somebody else. Point is, you could not carry on the kind of relationship with him that you would like. The extent to which you should go to protect your property.